If I may interject, I don't see any reason to have it in closed session because none of the budgets we have discussed have been approved by any LSBs. They've all come up to NSC just for discussion. So far.
Okay, great. As long as
we don't handle personnel issues, you know.
But I think that would work for us.
I don't want to cut into, I know both, I think John, I heard his voice, but I know Tracy is on the stack and has not yet gotten to speak, and then I'd like to say a couple things, but go ahead. John, were you still, or did you, I wasn't sure if I heard your voice again, part of your time,
yeah,
and Tracy's still on the stack.
I opened these documents that LeVar sent, and I'm looking at this consolidated balance sheet, and I see that, you know, the numbers are generally positive except for BAI and the archives, and you know, and the BAI is about 1.3 million in the hole, and since I'm a new treasurer here, I have not seen the earlier WBAI budget. I would like to see the one that you've already seen because I'm totally in the dark here, but it is alarming to see the 1.3 million in the hole, and I really would love to see the information as soon as possible because I can't think about what I haven't seen.
That's a balance sheet, and the reason why the balance sheet is like that has a lot to do with their pledges receivable and how they were actually forecast or the methodology for forecasting the fulfillment on those pledges. So when I think you're looking at balance sheet or not versus looking at the actual year-to-date deficit for BAI. So we're kind of like combining a couple of things, and it's not a million, and that's again due to those pledges and how they were actually forecast. So let's not say they're a million and a half. They're about I have to go back to the other budget.
276.4.
Well, whatever they are, I just haven't seen what you guys have seen, and so I'm in the dark. And I would just like to see, maybe somebody can mail me what you showed before.
I think what we'll do, because we have not seen BAI's budget yet at all in this committee, I want to let Tracy have her time, and then before we spend any more time, I have some suggestions for maybe moving along our house.
Actually, Summer, I was going to say, I think most of what I wanted to say actually got covered. So much time has gone by, so I'm just going to pass for now.
Okay. Well, here's what I would like to propose to the committee, because we haven't yet gone around the room, as it were, to ask the rest of the stations where they're at in budget approval. I know that Alberto, KPFT, is the only one that has gone through its full governance approval process from their local finance to their LSB, and they are ready to have their budget reviewed and approved by NFC here. I would like to say, coming up, I personally won't condone passing a budget with a negative balance. So whatever has to be done to bring that budget into appropriate balance is the only ethical and right thing to do. Otherwise, we're not doing our duty. So let's work on expenses, income, and try to somehow make reality, you know, fit what goes on paper. I think that because we have LeVarne is still feeling under the weather. Arlene has to leave the call soon. We have executive session questions coming up, for which I think we probably need both of their participation. I think because starting next week will be September, and our fiscal year ends September 30th, that I think it might be wise and appropriate, if there is not objection from the committee, to simply nail down the next four Tuesdays, and we meet every week in September. And we make our request tonight on some of the things that we want answers to in the executive session so that our executive director and CFO have an opportunity to gather that data for us and get it to us before next week, so that we have an effective executive session where we can ask questions and also have information provided. And that will give us the opportunity for these budgets to, you know, we approve KPFT's budget if everything is in order at the next meeting, and review whomever is next closest up on having a budget done, and try to cycle through the rest of these budgets by the end of the month. That's my suggestion. I mean, we can go to executive session now, but I think if we lose the executive director, I think some of these things might be better facilitated by, you know, letting them know the nature of what it is that we would like answers to, and try to get back to them on that next week. That's my suggestion. I'd like, if there's any feedback on that. I think we're going to need to meet much more frequently, and rather than getting into a bind where somebody else has grabbed our Tuesday and we can't meet that day, and what day do we meet, that it might be wise to simply prepare to meet every week for the next month and do our best to just push through the business and get it done.
So moved?
Fantastic.
I move that we meet the 7th, 14th, 21st, and 28th of September.
That's fantastic. Are we overlapping any of those federal holidays where we're going to lose people or anything? I mean, we should be fine. It's a Tuesday, right?
What about next Tuesday on the August 31st?
When is Labor Day or whatever the thing comes in September? Isn't that like the first weekend in September?
September 6th.
Yeah.
So the 7th is like the day after Labor Day?
After Labor Day.
Right. Then why don't we say we'll do August 31st, skip September 7th, because some people might actually like to have a personal life, and then the other three Tuesdays. And I'd like to not lose anyone because they're not back from vacation or something, okay? And would that be a reasonable proposal next week and then the other 3 weeks in September? Unless you guys want to meet the day after Labor Day, too. I don't care, but I'm just trying to be practical.
September 14th is primary day here in Maryland, and I'll be working at the polls.
Okay.
Well,
can we go for that Wednesday?
That Wednesday is really out for me, I got to tell you.
Yeah, well, also, I kind of want to stick to our Tuesdays. I'm really upset with what's going on PNB with having my time just literally robbed out from under me with, like, Sunday meetings and stuff scheduled at the last minute and Friday. Everything, I'm really upset with things that get scheduled that way, and I don't want to do that to this committee. I want us to schedule, set it, be there. So,
Summer?
Yes.
I think we should just start meeting every Tuesday until we get the work done. And
okay.
I'm new here, but that's my view.
I'm not going anywhere Labor Day weekend, so I mean I'm fine with that. And if we miss one person on the Labor Day holiday and somebody else on the 14th, but essentially we have the majority of the full committee.
The other thing is that the 28th is just 2 days before everybody flies into New York for the meeting. So if we can get it done before the 28th, that would be ideal. But that leaves us the 28th to finish things up.
Good point. 2 days before we fly to New York, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that does sound horrible, frankly. I despise the meeting the same week as
but
the travel day.
Let's just schedule it, and if it doesn't come to pass, we cancel it.
We can cancel one meeting. That sounds good. So let's schedule it. Paul, let's do the next five Tuesdays. It's appalling to be approving budgets when you're 2 months into the new fiscal year, and there are so many unanswered questions. And this way, as much as we're going to hate it, this is what happens. Let's try to get it done before we're doing this in Thanksgiving, you know.
Madam Chair.
Summer, just a point of information. The Elections Committee does meet on some Tuesdays. I'm on the Elections Committee also. However, it's not a huge obstacle to me because I'm kind of thinking the Elections Committee is kind of useless at this point.
Hey, totally. Okay. Well, besides, it's also who nails down the dates first. I consider Tuesday to belong to us. I have rearranged my life to make Tuesdays available for this committee. And so if they're all available, Paul, please.
I'm going right now.
Please grab all five Tuesdays. And
The calendar right now.
31.
And this month we're fine.
And next month only the 14th is election.
September.
It goes to the 14th?
I'm going to September now. Let's see.
The 14th is the only
The 14th is the elections committee, and the rest of the Tuesdays are free.
Okay, then grab the rest of the Tuesdays, okay? And I'm not sure about that one on the travel week. I mean, if we end up sticking to that one, I might even have to have somebody else chair, okay? I'm not going to guarantee
a
chair on the travel week. But let's schedule for all of them then, but the 14th, because it's not available. We could schedule for the 13th if it's not over.
There's a committee meeting already on the 13th. The only day that week other than Friday, which I think we want to avoid, would be Thursday, the 16th.
You know what? I'm fine with keeping one meeting in the middle, okay? This gives us, two more meetings right now, okay, to, like, push everything along, approve a budget, to get the rest of the information requests that we need for the other budgets. And then we've got two meetings after that. If nobody objects to that,
I
think that's four meetings within the
period.
Can the secretary get this down? So the meeting would be August 31st.
Uh-huh.
September 7th.
Yes.
September 14th or no?
Well, no, because somebody else has it already. I don't want a double book.
Well,
because it gives our technical guys difficulties. And
technical problems with the web stream.
Streaming.
We've been asked not to double book meetings. I'd like to respect that. I don't want to.
They don't want to double book the 14th.
Yeah, it makes people's lives difficult.
Okay.
And the public can't listen to meetings.
So August 31st, September 7th, September 21st, 1st, and September 28th.
That sounds fine.
Because I have it in front of me, so I got to make it.
Yeah, I think that sounds fine, and that gives us the week
book
in the middle.
Book him.
Yeah, book everything.
Book it fast before anybody else does.
Exactly.
Well, up here.
Can I say something? This is Bruce.
Please, Bruce, go ahead.
I just want to, didn't have a chance before. Our budget is basically done. Tomorrow night we're taking it to the LSB for approval. Hopefully we'll get it.
Good.
So if you want to schedule us on one of the on an early Tuesday that you have set up here, that'll be fine. I just have to know so we I can get our business manager.
Why don't we
be at the meeting.
Do this. I don't know that we've ever approved two budgets in one meeting. That would be like
we can try it.
But we could try. why don't we say for next Tuesday, the 31st, the top of the agenda will be review and approval of KPFT's budget, followed by review and approval of WPFW's budget.
And
Say that again because I'm trying to book something and copy that down.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can wait. I can wait, Arpal. Just go ahead and book.
Okay.
And I don't
want to
be on the list.
To realize I'm not writing anything down for the next 2 minutes.
You got it. We can just discuss for a second. Gentle people, it probably is totally unrealistic that we would get two budgets done in one session, don't you think, by the time we review? I don't know that we've ever done that.
Well, I think we've already discussed, this is LaVarne, KPFT. So with PFW, we'll get the budget out to you guys so you can look at it, hopefully review it. If you have questions, maybe you can write those down or jot those in an email so we'll be prepared to... Bruce will be prepared.
Okay. Well, if you...
Point of information?
Yeah, go ahead, John.
Isn't it true that I heard a rumor that Houston is going to corporate underwriting? And is that a new item in their budget? Because the last I heard from them...
Of course not. We're not doing
Alberto.
Corporate underwriting, John.
Alberto.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, anyhow, if that were a new thing, because I remember last time the status of Houston was that they didn't know how they're going to do it. They might have to make cuts, staff adjustments, whatever. And so this is a philosophical thing, and it might involve quite a bit of speaking.
Okay.
So that's all. I just wanted to raise that concern. I'm done.
Okay.
LaVarne, okay. Our legal expenses from our current counsel is $38,000. Through the end of August, we have $38,767. From the counsel for the San Francisco Bay Area, we owe about $5,000. For Siegel and Yee, we continue to keep on our books the initial invoice versus the revised one, and that's $72,000, about $630. And then we have, we pay for our FCC counsel. We pay them monthly. We owe about $8,550. And we have, we have already, for BAI, we have paid for the counsel handling the cases there. We have, I don't have it down here tonight since I've been out, so I don't recall. We paid about, I don't know, at least $5,000 that we have already paid, so we that's not what's owed. So, yes, so our legal expenses are heavy, and that's something we really need to look at as a foundation.
Hello.
Okay, I'm just back now. I heard some numbers going on. I didn't copy any of them down. So.
I'll send you I sent it out. The information I gave you was in the package that I sent out, and the sheet on that one was the 100813 GL out. That's Outlook as of August the 31st, 2010. That's in your package.
So yeah, I see that. I got
you can
the general ledger. Does it break down the legal expenses by case and attorney?
It's not by case, but by attorney.
Okay, well, that is something I would like in the future is to break it up as well by case because it's the only way you can really track legal expenses. Is by
yeah, that we have to make sure that we actually have that, too. So we'll look at how we have it actually. We'll look at what we have in the national office and how we have it broken down. I'm sure we do because that's something that we've asked for on a couple of the cases.
Yes, well, I think that is a particular issue with certain of these attorneys that one needs to have specificity to know what's really going on. And I guess I would like to make a request on the behalf of National Finance that
I'm writing it down right now.
Bye. Yeah, with all the outstanding legal bills with the cases they're associated to and the attorneys.
Okay, well, I'll set it as a project. I will try to get that done by, I'll be back in the office on Thursday, so I'll try to have it done by like the middle of next week.
Okay.
See what, you know, Lynn has that, but in terms of pulling it together.
Fantastic. Yeah, no, I understand. It has to be, put together, but it's the only, if we could have some sort of table that breaks it down so that we can keep track of it, that would be
okay.
Very helpful.
I'll do that.
And then same thing even on the current council as to what the breakdown is on that, you know, attendance of meetings versus, you know, consultation on litigation.
Court versus other.
Yeah, court versus corporate, right. And the other thing is something I wanted to bring up in executive session, but the request can be made here, is I would like NSC to get a complete breakdown on the election expenses so far, the duplicate mailings, the printing costs, the various, the contract, you know, the contractors that have been hired as the various supervisors, just an actual breakdown of what the expenses thus far are and what are still anticipated would be helpful, because we're at the moment in the dark in terms of tracking where we're at on election expenses, not counting any.
We'll get with the National Election Supervisor. I know she has that information.
If it would be possible, I'm thinking maybe like by next week's meeting, because that was one of the things I wanted to discuss in the executive session, just to get those numbers, a breakdown of where we're at.
I'm pretty sure, yeah, we can get that to you by next Tuesday meeting.
Thank you.
And also with the legal, then I'll have that for next Tuesday. So it's both the election and legal.
Outstanding legal, right. And then the other two things that were, and here's where my thinking is going, because, you know, you've been out of the office and have to prepare some of these things for us, and Arlene also has to leave the call. I frankly have to leave the call soon as well.
Yeah.
I know the two other issues that we want to discuss in executive session are personnel issues and budget issues at both KPFA and KPFK, and we need Arlene's participation in that. So I was hoping that if everyone is in agreement, since we've set our next four meetings, that we have KPFT and WPFW will be our open session agenda for next meeting, and if we're really blessed and work hard, we can get through approval on those two budgets. That would be fantastic. And then executive session to discuss the items that we've just gone into here.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Alberto.
Yeah, just a quick, for the sake of pressure.
Of course.
Why don't we just have the KPFT review on the 31st, and we schedule the WPFW review for the 7th?
I love you, man. You're a fan.
Yeah. Why don't we do that? I mean, I know we're excited and we want to do something, but let's set it out.
Let's not waste anybody's time because we're going to be having business managers participate. I'm down with that. That sounds probably a wiser choice. There's always unexpected stuff to discuss as well. So.
Well, because we're going to go into executive sessions.
That's
going to
take time. You're right.
Right. And that's where most of the time is going to go.
Thank you, Alberto. A wise suggestion. So, all right, then. And does that sound suitable to you, Bruce, as well, that we would go ahead and approve your budget on the following, the 7th?
That's what I'll put it down for.
Okay. Can we just say, in case we're really good and just pass the KPFT budget in 10 minutes, then we could discuss PFW as a whole?
Well, yeah, and what I was thinking is I obviously would hope, Alberto, that you can send us, or Mike, or, you know, that one of you can send us the KPFT budget this week.
We'll do that.
So we have an opportunity, or LaVarne. So we have an opportunity to review it between now and next week. And the same thing, Bruce, or LaVarne, as soon as the WPFW budget is done, to send it so that we have time to look at it before the meeting. And you may have to resend it at the meeting if people haven't looked at it. That's fine. But, you know, just so we have a chance to chew on it before we get to the meeting.
Oh, absolutely.
Excellent.
Requested, yeah.
Well,
very good.
Could you announce or whatever that the motion to meet on those four dates is, any objections? Ask if there's objections. If don't, we do it. I'm done.
Thank you. Were there any objections to the four proposed meeting dates of August 31st, September 7th, September, 21st and
31st, 7th, 21st, 28th?
Hearing none.
Okay.
The motion passes.
And it's already done on the calendar.
Thank you, our Paul. Keep the housekeeping together. And then I thought I heard Bruce's voice.
Well, yeah, I have a... See, the thing is, if the 31st is if WPFW's budget is only an if, it doesn't seem fair to me for our business manager have to come on the call and then wait to find out whether he's needed, and then maybe have to come back again on the 7th.
No.
He is willing to be there.
I think what she's suggesting is that we simply, as a committee, if we're able to pass KPFT's budget in a hurry on the 31st, then we can spend some of the time to review WPFW's budget before we call the business manager in the following week. I would go ahead and notify him for September 7th. And if there's a problem with that.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah.
That way we're not hanging him up, but it gives us a chance to go ahead and review your budget, you know, publicly if we have finished with KPFT's in a time.
Okay.
Does that sound suitable? All right, so is there any objection to the proposed change of agenda and then scheduling, as we've discussed, in which case I would entertain a motion to adjourn this evening
question?
Yes.
Question?
Okay, I think the change of agenda came up while I was entering stuff.
Well, not change of open session agenda, change of not having the executive session until next week after our executives have an opportunity to gather some of the data we might want to discuss.
Okay, so there's not going to be an executive session tonight.
Wait.
That's what we're thinking.
That's correct.
Yes, okay.
Because we the people we need to ask the questions of have to leave the call, and we all need information. Yeah.
Summer, put me on the queue, please.
Yes, go ahead, John.
I really want to go into executive session tonight while they're here, and
stated at the beginning that she couldn't stay longer than about an hour and 10 minutes, and we've exceeded that.
Well, let's hop to it and get to it right now then. I mean, we're talking and dancing around about the schedule. The schedule doesn't matter. There's some urgent things here. Let's move to it.
I have to be across town at 7:30.
Yeah. I'm trying to be considerate of the fact that they simply...
John, can I just propose something? I know you've been trying to reach me. I was in the office yesterday, and I did call back. Some of the issues that you have, can we discuss them, and then we'll discuss them next week in the closed session?
They're also concerned to me, John. I mean, I definitely have, you know I share many of the same concerns.
Well, the deal is this, is that I'm being denied prior budgets here, in contrary to PNB resolution, and it's really hard to prepare LSV amendments and changes to the budget when we can't see last year's budget. And all summer, although you say you will get them for me, it has not happened. It is not going to happen. I've asked Arlene to help me on the Arbitron stuff. And, you know, I'm not getting any response or any help, you know, and the NFC should be operated on this, and we really should go into executive session so we can speak freely about this.
John, may I make a suggestion? You could make a motion in open session to compel compliance with production of previous budgets, and I would gladly entertain that, and I'm sure you would receive a second on something of...
move.
You need to make the wording, my dear. Some version.
I move that the ED compel the KPFK interim general manager to instruct the business manager to follow PNB policy, which states that the treasurer has total access to all of the financial information, and specifically tells him to provide us with all prior budgets so that we can do a comparison and look at trends and prepare this year's budget.
This is Tracy Rosenberg from KPFA. I have an entirely friendly amendment to John's motion, is that it perhaps be extended on behalf of the KPFA treasurer as well?
Oh, sure. Wonderful.
Okay.
I accept it.
I would suggest that since this is a national finance committee, that all policies generally should be applicable to all units when they're passed at the national level. So if one of you would like to friendly amend that all business managers shall supply to treasurers previous budgets as required.
This is nothing more than following the 2006 PNB policy.
I understand, but you're looking for a directive.
We want a directive.
Does someone want to make that applicable across the board in a more generic fashion?
I so moved.
Could I read what I have?
Please.
Okay,
thank you.
I have from John. The executive director compel the KPFK interim general manager to instruct the business manager to follow PNB policy, which states that the treasurer has total access to all financial information, and specifically have him provide us with all prior budgets so we can do comparisons and prepare this year's budget. And then I have Tracy amending that to be make all business managers supply this to all treasurers.
Yes, that the executive director compel all station managers and interim station managers to compel all business managers.
Yeah.
And then the same.
And then a slight thing, you know, some general managers may not be violating PNB policy. So maybe the phrase "if necessary," you know, if they're already doing it, then it's moot. But if they're not doing it, then they need to be compelled.
Well, general managers comply with the PNB directive,
the phrase "if necessary," you know, our policy has got it. You know, they put in the "if necessary" phrase there, then it makes it fine.
Or as
where exactly?
Well, it was amended to be all managers, to affect all business managers. Can you reread the motion as you have it, Arpal, please?
Okay, I'll read it as I think we're probably going to amend it.
Thank you.
The executive director compel all general managers to instruct their business managers to follow PNB policy. And I think that would do it. The executive director compel all general managers to instruct their business managers to follow PNB policy, which states that each treasurer has total access to the financial information, et cetera.
Including all the previous, but you have the rest of that. Okay.
Now, where necessary, I don't know where to put in if necessary.
This is LaVarne.
LaVarne, go ahead. Weigh in, please.
Which treasurers, which stations are having resistance?
KPFK, we have it in writing that our current interim general manager refuses to supply the past 2 years' previous budgets to the treasurer. I've seen it. It's unbelievable. I mean, I have the past 2 years' budgets because I've been on the NSC.
But you have them, Summer?
I have them, but that's not really the point. It's in writing that he's unwilling to provide them to the treasurer because the treasurer has no business looking backwards at the previous budgets, only looking forward to approving the current budget. I mean, it's ludicrous, and I mean, this is why we have policies, so each person doesn't have to individually.
You know what? This is why we need to talk about this in closed session because, we really, in terms of trying to get the budget done, you know, anything that's confrontational, you know, between staff and the governing body is not a good thing. So that's why we should discuss this in closed session in terms of how we can make sure that it doesn't come to an issue of compelling or...
Well, it's already come to that in terms of compliance, and some of the other issues that we need to discuss in closed session go well beyond failure to provide previous year's budgets. I think this is a simple policy statement. If they're having the same problem at KPFA, I mean, these things simply have to happen. People should not be withholding the previous year's budgets. You can't exercise your fiduciary duties, and you can have no oversight if you don't know what's happened before this year. I mean, that's collective amnesia on a mass scale, and
This is Tracy. I'm channeling information that we've received consistently from the LSB treasurer for really the past 4 months.
Yeah.
Which is that access has been limited, he can't see information, contact is almost impossible, and in a lot of cases, he's guessing. And I want to add, we have an MBA as our treasurer. There's no reason to think that his skill base wouldn't be really helpful, that basically he feels like he is doing about one-third of what he could do if there was access to information and steady communication. There's been a lot of, you know, pushing away.
There you go.
This is LaVarne. Just as an offside, when I was treasurer, the same thing applied. But since I've been CFO, and I was told that I wasn't comfortable with numbers anyway. It's funny. I'm not singing anyone. I'm just telling you what people will say. So
we've
got to get this together, and I'm just letting you know that I will abstain on this motion. But we do have to work together. We have to make sure that we're moving along and that we understand what the where we're coming from and where we're going.
Of course.
Okay, I call the question.
Thank you. Go ahead. Can you just go ahead and call the roll, R. Paul? I mean, we're just reaffirming PNB policy, so I don't see it as controversial.
Okay,
really.
1 second.
We're actually asking the executive director to follow PNB policy and to enforce it.
To enforce it.
We'll say it like that.
Okay. I never got where to put if necessary.
Well, here's the thing, R. Paul.
Will instruct. right at the beginning there, as necessary or if necessary, the ED will instruct. But I don't think the if necessary is necessary,
very
frankly.
Front, if
I don't think we say
The if necessary was attached to the compel. I think we actually just replaced the compel with instruct.
Yeah, there you go. Instruct. The ED shall instruct. Exactly. Because these, I mean, we lack policies network-wide on all sorts of issues. You know, lots of things just need to be reminded. You know, this is how it is.
Okay.
These are the rules.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so it's now, if necessary, the ED shall
instruct.
Instruct.
There you go.
Well, actually, it's my motion. Can I kind of make a comment on it a little bit here? The thing is, the if necessary is a little vague and could be in the eye of the, for example, if the ED decides that it's not necessary, then the instruction is moot. She just has to say it's not necessary. The fact is, when this information has been denied, then it is necessary.
Well, it's also
and that's what it has to be done.
Compel is different than instruct. You can instruct someone, then they can ignore you, whereas compel says you must do it. So,
and a compel really goes to it, because we have right now an interim GM who is just thumbing his nose at this DNC policy.
Why don't you put if necessary, the ED shall compel. That covers both.
Well, compel, okay.
There you go. You know, if it's needed. You know?
Compel is
please
that.
Read it.
Okay, I
thank
have
you.
If necessary, the ED shall compel each general manager to instruct the business manager to follow PNB policy, which states that, typo here, one second, that each treasurer?
Yes.
That each treasurer has total access to all financial information and specifically have him provide us, him, her provide us, we want to be PC, don't we?
There you go.
Yep.
Okay. Him, her, provide us with all prior budgets so we can do comparisons and prepare this year's budget. Right?
Does that sound correct to the maker?
It almost does, because there's still a loophole in it, though. The loophole is, you know, the if necessary is in the eye of the reader, and let's take out the if necessary. It may be rude, because there may be three stations where the people are getting their information. But and so this coming down saying, let's take out the if necessary, because I don't want the ambiguity.
John, you're interrupting.
Can I make a suggestion?
So obviously she won't compel someone who's already doing it, because you're not. You know what I mean? She's not sending out something to people that are already complying. So.
Yeah, can I make a suggestion? Can I compel people to do something they're already doing?
Yeah, exactly. And who is that?
Summer. Can I make a suggestion?
Yes, please.
Remove the if necessary and at the beginning say whenever a general manager or whenever the appropriate financial information is not being provided to the LSB treasurer, then, and so forth.
Okay, I have it. I get your drift. Thank you. Okay, Arpal, I think what he's saying is, should financial documents not be forthcoming to the treasurer of a particular unit, comma, the ED shall compel, etc. Does that sound right? Would that satisfy everyone as a...
Say it again.
If financial documents are not forthcoming to the treasurer of a particular unit... I don't know. Something along those lines. It's basically you're saying, if they're not in compliance, please compel them.
Right.
What it comes down to, if requested financial documents are not forthcoming, then...
If requested financial documents are not forthcoming, the ED shall compel said general manager to instruct his, her, et cetera. Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
that works.
So
does that satisfy everyone? Permutations of this?
We haven't voted yet.
Let me read what I have.
Please, Arthur.
I'll argue about the same thing.
Thank you.
I have now, should requested financial documents not be forthcoming to the treasurer of a particular unit, the executive director shall compel each general manager to instruct the business manager to follow PNB policy, which states that each treasurer has total access to all financial information and specifically have him or her provide us with all prior budgets so we can do comparisons and prepare this year's budget.
Correct, and it's still grammatical because you have each at a particular unit. Therefore, you don't have to change any tenses. I think we're fine if there's no objection to that.
I have a small objection.
Okay.
I like a clarification. Replace should with if. It's clearer.
If.
Yep.
If requested financial documents.
You know, so instead of being should the requested financial, it should be if the requested financial documents. makes
well,
it real
in law,
clear.
Should is just as acceptable as if it does, but that's fine.
No, it could be, but let's make this thing, you know, you may be a law expert, but other people aren't, so let's make it real clear.
No problem.
Okay. I have HIP requested financial, and the rest is the same.
There you go, and the rest is the same. R. Paul, could you please call the roll, and then
yes,
I would entertain a motion to adjourn, and we'll reconvene next week.
One thing at a time. Wait, all right. On the motion we just framed. Oh, crap, I brought up the wrong. Okay, 1 second, please. I'm sorry, folks.
No problem.
I have the old governance committee roll call vote form here, so.
Oh, it's okay.
We'll take a second, and I'll have to bring up the Finance Committee. Where is it? Okay, I have that in here somewhere. Let me bring that macro up.
He's done.
Okay, I'm sorry. 1 second, folks. FC, that's what I'm looking for.
A question?
And here we go. Okay. Now we got it, and we put that in. Alonzo Brown.
I agree.
Yes. Mike Jones? Albert Tolowera?
I disagree.
That's a no. R. Paul Martin, passing. Simon Pius? Not here, I think. Summer Reese?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
John Wanger?
Yes.
LeVarne Williams?
Abstain.
Bruce Wolf?
Yes.
Going back, is Simon Pius here? I think he's not. Oh,
no,
Mike
he's
Jones?
He's
on vacation.
Mike Jones, is he here? Okay, R. Paul Martin, yes. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yes, 1 no, and 1 abstention.
Motion passes. Thank you. Could you please send a copy, R. Paul, to
yes.
our ED as well so she has it for her convenience?
Yes, I'll do that.
Thank you. And now I would entertain a motion to adjourn since we know what we've got on tap for the next couple of meetings.
Object.
I object. I make a motion to adjourn, Madam Chair.
Okay.
I object.
Adjourn takes precedence. Motion to adjourn takes precedence.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, you better believe it.
Okay.
And people can vote against it if they want to vote against it.
Yes.
I do. I have another urgent thing.
Chiplasson?
Okay. Since there's an objection, we have to do another vote.
Yes.
Okay, you want
there.
To go... do you want to call the roll, R. Paul?
Yes. Give me 1 second here again. For some reason, the macro that...
May I just to the
NFC,
video,
I keep calling it finance, but it's the NFC role. Jesus, I'm getting file names wrong.
It's okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I retract my motion to adjourn.
Okay, let's hear what John Wanger... John, what is it that you
yes,
wanted to bring up? Is it something that we could handle expeditiously?
In the minutes, it was
yes.
Recited very accurately that I asked Arlene to help us get the Arbitron motions, which we're paying almost $22,000 a year for, the Arbitron data for our station, and the LSB passed this not once but twice, and the general manager is steadfastly refusing to give us the data, and we are doing programming changes here. We can't tell what's going on. I asked Arlene to direct him to give us the stuff. She said she would meet with him on Tuesday and get back to us, and she never got back, and now I'd like some help from the ED to stimulate some
I'm not sure
some responsivity.
Let me ask.
Well, I don't know if she is or not. Just pass the motion.
I believe we already passed the motion. Is the problem, John?
This is LeVarne.
No, we did not pass this motion. I don't think we did.
This
did we pass a motion that the ED would instruct the GM to give us the stuff?
This is LeVarne.
LeVarne.
I understand what, because we've talked about the arbitrage, and I know for a fact that this is a subject that we have on our agenda for all the general managers. So, like the edicts to demand that the executive director, like if I'll put it, if it was me, demand that the executive director get a certain item for me. I think that is way beyond the purview of this committee, and that you express a desire to get information. We are actively working on it, have it on the agenda to discuss. But in terms of dictating, that's totally micromanaging, telling the ED to do a certain thing. Now, in terms of having having information, we should have information. But when you get to this other, the arbitron, that's just basically micromanaging, dictating to the ED. And I don't think that is the responsibility of the National Finance Committee. I really don't.
Can I respond to that?
I would like to interject here because I think, you know, at least for myself, I have to leave the call. The ED is no longer on the call, and we are scheduled for next week. And
I move to adjourn again.
And I believe we have plenty of room to take this up again. I would like to know just informationally from LeVar, when is this next management discussion supposed to take place? Do you know?
Every Tuesday at 11.
Point of information?
Yes.
What happened? This was already on the agenda. It was several Tuesdays ago. What happened in the previous meeting?
On the agenda, as with us, you get into a discussion, and we set an hour for the meeting so that, you know, it won't get old. But, John, it is on the agenda. We asked today that it be moved up to the top.
Okay.
We can discuss it. So it is on the agenda. We do have, we're having, you know, we kind of have one maybe.
Okay. If I may,
I move to adjourn.
We have a move to adjourn. I would like, since LeVar says it's been prioritized, there's another meeting next Tuesday for us as well as for management, I would ask that you please do your best to bring back that information.
I will. I'm the one who put it on the agenda.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And
long time ago. So,
okay, well, we will discuss this then.
Arlene's trying to work it. I have to say that.
Thank you. Next Tuesday, let's take this up again because hopefully we'll have some fresh information, okay? And I'll entertain your motion to adjourn, Alberto.
Yes.
Point of information, Summer?
Alex, yes?
I don't believe the area is properly in the realm of the Finance Committee anyway. Shouldn't it be in the realm of the Programming Committee?
I would think that it is probably more properly in the realm of the Programming Committee, except whereas programming impacts finances, and it is very hard to track what is working and what is not working financially when you have some stations that, say, are continuing to hire on-air personnel, and you can't track if that is a worthy expenditure of resources based on what the productivity is of the show. So I think there is a legitimate concern on the part of finance, both locally and nationally, with
John
that data. But, you know, I guess I can consider that further between now and next week because we don't have any data to look at.
John, the cue.
There's not really a cue, but go ahead, John, and go ahead. We have a motion to adjourn, so this is all out of order at this point, but go ahead.
The reason it's relevant to finance is because KPFK is losing listeners massively during fund drives. We are now fund driving something like 25% of the time, and we need to look at arbitron. So we put energy into return on investment. There's return on investment in terms of dollars, return on investment in terms of loss of listeners. We need to get quantitative about this.
Let's not have a back and forth.
Gentlemen. Okay, John, I'm sorry. Was that you, Alex?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry about that. Okay.
That's all right.
Programming won't do this quantitatively. We need to do this quantitatively.
Anyway, I'd like to not discuss it further this evening, okay? LeVar, I'd still, you know, please do what you can because we do have a right to these numbers, whether they're on finance or somewhere else. I do think there's financial implications for all data, which is why, you know, we have more balls to juggle on the Finance Committee to keep track of things. You know, litigation, all sorts of things cost money or make money. So, anyway, is there an objection to adjourning or do we need to take the roll?
I do not object.
Thank you. Okay, I appreciate that.
Good night, all.
Okay, hearing no objections, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for being here this evening, and we will talk again next week, okay?
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.